Nolte, Graham Nazi Tattoo Platiner Says Planned Parenthood Checked Him for STDs. By John Nolte on June 23, 2026. The Democrat Party's favorite neo-Nazi, Graham Platiner, was out pandering to women on Monday and bragging about how vitally important the Planned Parenthood abortion mill is to him personally. "I myself at a younger age received a pre, Maine's Democrat nominee for U.S. Senate paused here. Knowing he was about to step in it, and step into it, he did. What's the word? I got STI checks at the Portland Planned Parenthood. And it's not an embarrassing thing. It's a smart thing to do, especially when you're younger. Does anyone believe this? Oh, I believe the man whore worried about getting a sexually transmitted disease. Those porta potties aren't exactly clean. But come on. He went to a Planned Parenthood? Bull. Shit. He also claims he has all kinds of friends who use Planned Parenthood for, no joke, their primary care. But I will also say that many of my female friends and my wife throughout their lives have received some form of that same kind of support from Planned Parenthood. Platiner pandered, before adding this beauty, I have friends who, even today, get primary care through Planned Parenthood. Are we supposed to believe this guy has female friends who get their primary care through Planned Parenthood? If they do exist, I'm assuming those are the female friends he met on the Predator Sidekick. Watch Mr. Pander Nazi Tattoo Bear here. The polling out of Maine shows Platiner leading incumbent Republican U.S. Senator Susan Collins by an average of 4.5 points. But as Platiner's disgusting scandals continue to surface, the race has tightened considerably. It's also worth noting that back in 2020, Collins looked to be in even more re-election trouble than she does today. Not one poll throughout the entire 2020 race showed her in the lead. And the polling going into election day showed her down by an average of 5. Then she ended up winning by 9-9. So, today, Collins is in a 2 or 3 point race before the race has even begun. The Republican Party says it has even more oppo on Platiner. Thus far, what's been released has been pretty damaging. But the corporate media has deliberately released it in a way least harmful to Platiner. Basically, corrupt outlets like the New York Times are desperately hoping to defuse these bombs early enough so they are forgotten by election day. We'll see, but people need to remember that Susan Collins might look and sound like the next-door neighbor in a 60s sitcom, but in truth, she is cunning and plenty tough. After July 13, when Platiner can no longer legally be replaced on the ballot, the games will really begin.